How are we going to help Russ? If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Rosie on the House program. To Russ and Vail, South Tucson, has a mesquite tree on his property. All the other mesquites are fine. This one's looking dead. And Rosie mentioned during the break, he's got all his mesquite trees look great, and one looks dead. Is this just...
Sometimes it is just different. This often the cultural conditions around the tree, the roots dictate what's going on above ground. As they say, as go the roots, so go the shoots. And sometimes there are just very small differences in the amount of water the trees are getting, the compaction of the soil around the tree. Just various cultural conditions can affect trees, and they're different. You'll see them drop their leaves earlier in the fall. They'll put them on later in the spring. And sometimes trees are just under stresses that don't allow them to perform like their neighbors.
You know, tree. You had asked him about construction around the tree. Something that I learned in I can't remember the exact seminar I was in, but it was at one of the Arizona Community Tree Council events, talking about if you're doing construction, don't park under the tree, or you know, keeping people from parking underneath the tree just because right. of how bad it compacts the soil and yeah. damages the roots.
Well, it's a shame with these construction projects that are trying to preserve a couple of beautiful trees on a project, and they begin the construction work, and where do people want to park?
Under the shade.
In Arizona, in the shade. So they pull the trucks under there, put their pallets of materials and so forth, and it causes all sorts of problems. Then they get this finished landscape installed, and then the beautiful trees they were trying to keep start declining over the next couple of years because of the compaction that's taking place around the trees.
What about trees when you're driving through the city and you've got all these trees and the concrete right up to it? I mean, what does that concrete keep the soil from compacting below the roots, or is it just a tree that you know is not going to have that long of a lifespan?
Yeah, they don't have as long a lifespan. I think the average lifespan of a city tree in the U.S. is 8 years.
Oh.
So they don't have generally a very long life because they have limited planting space, and they grow up, they kind of achieve their landscape purpose, and then they sometimes have to be removed and another tree put in its place.
So what can we tell Russ? Don't worry about it?
Without really seeing the tree, it's hard to kind of diagnose, over the radio what's going on with it. But again, just cultural factors, try to improve the growing conditions around the tree any way you can. Our desert mesquite trees, we talked about fertilizing. We generally don't fertilize any of our native trees because they are well adapted to the nutrient content in our native soil here. In the urban environment in our city, sometimes that soil has been disturbed, so there may be a reason for some fertilizing of desert trees, but generally not.
So Russ wanted to know how to save his mesquite. Do you think you can talk Bill how to kill his? Colin from Buckeye. Welcome, Bill.
How are you doing today?
Good. So you're trying to get rid of one.
Yes. I have 3 acres out here, and we were gone because of my work for over 20 years. And when we came back, place back again. I have these mesquites up all over the place. I have about 4 mature trees, but I've got these little volunteers coming up, dozens of them. And I've got a guy that's wanting to come in and take the trees down for the wood. But how do I get rid of those little shoots? Is there something I can spray them with that'll kill them, or do I have to cut those off one by one and put Roundup on them?
Well, I think that's probably your better idea is to maybe treat them with a contact herbicide. Like you said, cut them close to the ground level and then apply a strong dose of some sort of a contact herbicide. Generally, the label instructions will indicate a 50% solution or possibly even 100% solution to kill a tree with a stump application like that. But yeah, they're pretty tough to get out. They've got a deep taproot. Most of our desert trees will send out a very deep taproot when they get started. So, you could moisten the soil and try to pull them out, but I've used a tow strap in my truck and pulled a few out. but yeah, you need to pre-soak the soil pretty well in order to do that.
Now, when you pull that trunk out, do you ever use a tire rim or do you just go straight to the trunk?
Just straight to the trunk, yeah.
We get a tire, an old steel tire. rim, roll it up to the base of the trunk, and then when you tie on to the stump, roll it over. And then that way,
ooh,
when
I
you
like that.
Put the throttle down, it pulls it straight up instead of through.
Hey, great tip.
That was a tip.
That was
actually
worth the price of the admission right there. I like that.
We got that tip, gosh, 8 or 9 years ago from a farmer in Rainbow Valley.
Yeah,
and I
great.
Finally had the opportunity to use that about 6 months ago, or not even that long, 6 weeks ago. And man, it works like a charm.
Well, you know, with the post hole pullers,
mm-hmm.
there's a tool called an extractigator. And you can look it up. This guy in Canada sells them, and I bought one, and it's worth the money. It's really nice. It's a tool that it grabs a hold of little saplings, and it will pull them out through lever, just some lever action. It's really kind of cool tool.
I am going to look that up. Yeah. Well, all the lines are full, and we also have some follow-up from last week. A gentleman, Walter, called in about his Australian bottle tree getting attacked by woodpeckers. He sent some pictures in, and we're going to help diagnose that and take your calls at 1-888-767-4348.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.